بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet and his household and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the subject on knowing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no doubt that the confrontation between the mushriks and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam message was a confrontation between the realities of Tawheed, of singling Allah alone in worship, and between Shirk, ascribing partners to Allah in worship. This is what led to the inflicting of harm upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam morally and physically, him and his companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. This took several forms, starting from or ranging from open insults and into physical abuse and harm. From the insults of Jamil bint Harb, the wife of Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to the physical abuse of Abu Jahl and his proxies, a witness to one of these encounters was Abdullah bin Mas'ud. May Allah be pleased with him, who said that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offering prayers near the Kaaba, and Abu Jahl, the top mushrik leader, was sitting with some of his companions. Some of them said to others, "Who among you will bring the guts of a camel of the tribe of such and such and put it on the back of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he prostrates?" The most wretched of them, whose name is Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, got up and brought the guts of the camel. He waited till the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prostrated and then placed it on his back between his shoulders. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, "I was watching but could not do anything. I wished I had some people with me to hold out against them." They started laughing and falling on one another. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in prostration and he did not lift his head up until Fatima رضي الله عنها, until Fatima his daughter came and removed it from his back. He صلى الله عليه وسلم raised his head and said thrice, اللهم عليك بقريش, اللهم عليك بقريش, اللهم عليك بقريش, O Allah, destroy the infidels of Quraysh. He repeated it thrice. So it was hard for Abu Jahl and his companions when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam invoked Allah against them, as they had a belief that the prayers and invocations were accepted in the city of Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his invocation, O Allah, destroy Abu Jahl. Utba bin Rabi' and Shayba bin Rabi' and Al-Walid bin Utba and Umayyah bin Khalaf وعقبة بن أبي معيط وعمار بن الوليد and عبد الله بن مسعود said, by Allah in whose hand my life is, I saw the dead bodies of those persons who were counted by Allah's messenger in the Qalib, one of the wells of Badr, and the seventh person was Umrah bin al-Walid, and this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. And it is confirmed that he, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, also invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the infidels of Quraysh. And also he invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they belied him, to inflict upon them seven of the years, like the years which Allah inflicted on the people of the Pharaoh at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. And so they encountered 1 year of drought, so intense, until they ate the dead animal and the skin. This hadith is in Bukhari. When the Quraysh troubled and stood against the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, O Allah, help me against them by afflicting them with 7 years of famine, like the 7 years of Joseph, of Yusuf عليه السلام. So they were stricken with a year of famine, during which they ate bones and dead animals. because of too much suffering. And one of them would see something like smoke between him and the sky because of hunger. So, then they said, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. As Allah told about them in Surah 44 verse 12. In Surah Al-Zukhruf. They said, O our Lord, remove the torment from us. Really, we are believers. And then it was said to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, if we remove it from them, they will revert to their way of hedonism. So the Prophet ﷺ invoked Allah, who removed the punishment from them. But later they reverted to hedonism, whereupon Allah punished them on the day of the Battle of Badr. And that is what Allah's statements indicate. As in 44:10, يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين إلى قوله عز وجل إلى قوله جل ذكره إنا منتقمون. Then wait you for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke until he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will indeed then exact retribution. When the mushriks used to hear the Quran loudly recited by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while in prayers with his companions, praying secretly, they used to insult the Quran and Allah and the Prophet ﷺ. So Allah commanded him to take a medium course in the recitation such that his followers will hear only, not the mushriks. And in this respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 110, وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَابْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Say, Muhammad, invoke Allah or invoke the Most Beneficent by whatever name you invoke Him. It is for Him belong the best names. And offer salah prayer, neither aloud nor in a low voice, but follow a way between. But follow a way between. The threat to inflict physical harm on the Prophet ﷺ and the threat to kill him did not stop when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his proclamation of the da'wah. Rather, it used to intensify. One time Abu Jahl was determined to go to the extremes and swore he would dust the messenger's face and step on his neck. No sooner had he proceeded to fulfill his wicked intention than he was seen turning back, shielding himself with his hands as if something horrible was in his pursuit. His companions, Abu Jahl's companions, asked him what the matter was. What's going on with you? Why are you running away? He said, I perceived a ditch of burning fire and some wings flying. meaning between the Prophet ﷺ and him. Later on, the Prophet ﷺ commented saying, لو دنا مني لاختطفته الملائكة عضوا عضوا. If he had proceeded further, the angels would have plucked off his limbs one after the other. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this clear in the Quran recited until the day of resurrection when he said in Surah Al-Alaq, كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى verse 6 and afterwards. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. Nay, verily man does transgress all bounds in disbelief and evil deeds. إن إلى ربك الرجع. Why? Because man, he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely unto your Lord is the return. أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى. Have you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, seen him, meaning Abu Jahl, who prevents whom? A slave, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he prays. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. Tell me if he, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is on the guidance of Allah or enjoys piety. Tell me if he, the disbeliever Abu Jahl, denies the truth, this Quran, and turns away. And it may be that during the same instance or in the same story that he may have come again, Abu Jahl, and said, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكَ عَنْ هَذَا. Didn't I forbade you from this, from prostrating and making salah? Twice. The Prophet ﷺ left after he admonished him strongly to Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl said proudly, إِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا بِهَا نَادٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنِّي. You know for sure there is no council of helpers greater than me. No one has a council of helpers more than me in this town, meaning in Mecca. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verse 18 of the same surah of Surah Al-Alaq, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سندع الزبانية. فليدع نادية سندع الزبانية. The same. Verse 18. 17. فليدع نادية. Let him call his council of helpers. We will call the guards of hell to deal with him. One time, Urwa ibn Zubayr May Allah be pleased with him, asked Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, tell me of the most terrible thing that the mushriks did with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, they guarded while he was praying in the vicinity of the Kaaba. There came Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and strangled the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took by his shoulder and strangled him with his upper garment. He almost suffocated him. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, came over while crying and said, he came over while crying and took by the shoulder of Ibn Abi Mu'ayt and pushed him off. And he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم. Do you want to kill a man just because he says my Lord is Allah? And this is from Surah Ghafir, verse 28 from Ghafir 40:28. أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم. Do you want to kill a man just because he says my Lord is Allah and he has come to you with clear signs from your Lord? Amr ibn al-As, the father of Abdullah, of Amr, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, was a witness over this incident. The mushriks continued their attempts, and at the last stages of the Prophet ﷺ stay in Mecca, there was the plot to kill him. And this was one of the reasons, direct reasons, for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, commanding him to go to Mecca, to Medina, to migrate. Ibn Abbas narrated this, that they all had a meeting and council next to the Kaaba by Al-Hijr, and they took the covenants and oaths by Al-Lat and their Uzza, their gods, and Mana. That if we see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will jump all and will not leave until we kill him. So Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, came to her father crying. She said, these people are just waiting there by the Kaaba, and they took covenant amongst themselves that if they will see you, they will come to kill you all together. He said, oh my daughter, bring me wudu, water. So he made wudu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he entered the masjid. So when they saw him, they said, there he is, and they lowered their gazes, and they stood unable to even look at the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and no one was able even from them to do anything. So he, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, came toward them and he took a handful of dust and threw it at them and said, شاهت الوجوه, be despicable the faces. No one was touched by that dust except that he was killed on the day of Badr as a kafir. This incident repeated itself the night when he was about to migrate to Medina also. What about the Muslims around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? This will be the next topic inshallah ta'ala. The persecution of the Muslims around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam before the migration to Medina. As Allah azza wa jal, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, to make of this, to make of this a benefit to myself and lessons for me and for everyone who listens to that. And everyone who listens to this. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi aslam.